Senator Lisa Murkowski hosted a Senate hearing on subsistence in Bethel yesterday afternoon. More than 25 people spoke, and many more submitted written testimony. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes reports.
Welcome home.
That's the sound of relief. After 2.5 hours of intense testimony, people finally stood and stretched. Moments earlier, the sentiment was different.
I get emotional when I think of what happened this summer.
Sarah Jasper of Bethel recounted the subsistence fishing closures last summer on the Kuskokwim River when her son's salmon net was seized by law enforcement. He was fishing during an unprecedented 12-day subsistence closure for king salmon.
When we fish and put away for winter, we only take what we need. Please have a heart and let us eat of the land what we were raised with.
A handful of people spoke in Yupik, but many bilingual speakers used English to get their points across. And many spoke about their trepidation going into this fishing season after last year's disaster. Jackson Williams from Akiak told Murkowski that his tribe abided by the state's 7-day closure, but when they extended it 5 more days, the elders told the village to go fish.
They were craving to eat that food. All of us, I think, that were born in the Kuskokwim River, when they first come up, we pray for them to eat, because, you know, that's our number one food.
People said they didn't want to take the blame for the decline in the king salmon runs on the Kuskokwim and Yukon rivers, and shouldn't be the ones carrying the burden of conservation. Several people voiced their concern with king salmon bycatch. Angie Whitman of Bethel got emotional when she spoke about it.
There is an incredible lack of justice, with one group legally allowed to waste salmon. Given the term bycatch and other group dealing with severe restrictions, being issued citations made to appear in court, and paid fines.
People also testified about their frustration with state management. Again, Jackson Williams of Akiak.
We've been trying to get help from wherever, Department of Fish and Game, fish commissioners on the state side, you know, but nobody is listening to us. Nobody.
Several people spoke about the need for tribal co-management and greater tribal involvement. Stephen Maxey of Nebuskiak suggested leaving the state out altogether.
We need to work government to government so we can co-manage it. Leave state alone. State can work under us.
Even some Bristol Bay residents flew to Bethel for the hearing, including Dennis Andrews Sr., who implored Murkowski to take everyone's testimony seriously.
It's our dinner table. Even the water's our dinner table. And on the land, it's still our dinner table. Berries, game, moose, you name it. Birds that come in and nesting. It's our dinner table for thousands of years back up to today.
Murkowski made no promises and reiterated the reason for the hearing was to form record for the Senate. She said she clearly got the picture that everyone there was dissatisfied with the way things are. She said the hearing will help her explain what's going on to her colleagues in D.C.
It's difficult for me to convey so many of your thoughts. So the fact that you have shared them on the record here today is extraordinarily important.
Another similar subsistence hearing is tentatively scheduled for May in the Otna region. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.